Previously on Alcoa FM.
It is the sounds of Aloe Black and Hello World on Alcoa FM. It is your music, your world. My name is Craig Ross, in for Casey Rousseau between 12 and 3 today. And live at the Garden Route Mall, courtesy of Alcoa FM today. And it's time for Alcoa Cares. And today we're speaking to a very interesting gentleman, Tabang Quinch, who is the project manager and heads the Alternatives to Violence project in the Eastern Cape, all the way from the SA Development Research and Training Institute. We're going to be chatting to him today about the Ezintinjini project. So without any further ado, good afternoon, Tabang.
A very good afternoon to you, Craig, and to your Algoa country listeners.
Firstly, thank you for what you are doing. It takes people like you and organizations that you work for to make a change. And what we'd like to know about today is, what exactly is the SA Development Research and Training Institute, Tabang?
The Floodright Institute, as we call it, is an institute that is focusing mainly on youth development. So our specialization is youth development, skills development and training. We have been focusing mainly within the violence prevention sector, rolling out what we call Alternatives to Violence project, which has led to the project that we now call Ezintinjini Men's Project, which is an offshoot of years of doing violence prevention work within communities. So now the Ezintinjini Men's Project is mainly aimed at providing platforms for men so as to interrogate our own manhood and masculinity's identities, because we are of the view that it is these identities that informs how we relate to each other and to other genders. The years of socialization, the traditional norms that form that socialization, is indeed part of the problem that we are confronted with in society.
Tabang, talk to me about, if a person like myself or anybody listening out there would like to find out more information or wants to learn about opening this conversation with somebody in their very own home, tell us where we can go and find that information.
We do have our website, Southern Africa Development Research and Training Institute, which will then link you to our Facebook page, Ezintinjini Men's Project. And also, just to elaborate even further, our approach is guided by our determination to make a positive and a very significant contribution to violence prevention, and in particular, the gender-based violence prevention, and also including violence against the LGBTIA++ communities. The program itself works through a spectrum of strategies of violence prevention, which includes strengthening individual knowledge and skills, as I've alluded before, and also promoting community education, community-based education, through what we call popular forms of pedagogy or forms of education. So in a way, we're engaging, strengthening, you know, our mobilization within communities, mobilizing mainly men, and creating platforms for men to reflect into their own identities as men, and what informs these identities through the process that I have mentioned, that of socialization.
Well, Tabang, this is a very, very exciting and pertinent program for change, and is being implemented in Nelson Mandela Bay. I'm right by saying Ezintinjini means at the roots in isiXhosa, and is an apt description of how this program is addressing gender-based violence and femicide.
That is correct, Craig. Our approach is that of deepening and broadening our understanding of this phenomenon we now know as gender-based violence and feminicide, which is the homicide of women in particular. So ours is to look at what informs the psyche of men, which leads to the kind of behavior that we see now manifesting in the form of violent behavior.
Tabang, we really need to seriously dig deep into the South African male psyche and the related structural realities to understand why GBVF has become so widespread in our society. And you know what? The program that you guys are running does just that. So Thank you very much for meeting with us today. It's been spectacular having this conversation with you, Thabang. Is there any last words that you'd want to say before we say goodbye?
Yes, definitely, Craig. I have a lot to share. However, I will make it very brief. Maybe one is wondering, why are we engaging men and boys in violence prevention? Well, engaging men and boys in violence prevention has proven to be a very fundamental approach in mitigating violence against women and children. We should also take into account that men occupy a dual role within this ecology of violence. First, our role as men of being potential perpetrators of violence, and also our potential of being change agents at the same time. So we occupy this dual role of being perpetrators, potential perpetrators, and of being potential role players as agents of change. So it is mainly those reasons that we believe that men should be engaged and be in the forefront in this struggle that we're waging against this pandemic.
Fantastic. Thabang, from the SA Development Research and Training Institute, the project manager, Thabang Kweech, heading up Alternatives to Violence Project in the Eastern Cape. Look out for Ezinkanjini Project. Thank you so much, Thabang. Have a fantastic afternoon. It has been an eye-opener having a chat to you, and I'm sure to the rest of Algoa country. Have a great one.
Algoa FM.